Chinese leader Xi Jinping last month, both sides agreed to discuss tariff reduction.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
TheCaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. Well-known and comforting part of The Carnival of the Animals, written by composer Camille Saint-Saëns. We listen to Le Cygne, or The Swan, as musically portrayed by the cello, gliding along gracefully on the surface of the water. Our cellist in this recording, Misha Maisky, with the Orchestra of Paris on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to have you along. I've got more classical music as we enter the afternoon hours, which will include Haydn Symphony with the players of Tafa Musik. They've got The Queen, or Symphony No. 85 by Haydn, along with a duet for trombone and organ by composer Gustav Holst, also in just a little while. The English Northern Philharmonia and conductor David Lloyd-Jones ready with our next work from English composer Haydn Wood. He was born in the late 19th century, and he was quite a talented violinist early on, and he grew up during an era where he could still learn from the likes of Yusuf Joachim and Pablo de Sarasate. Much later, he created this fantasy concerto. Here's the English Northern Philharmonia on Kansas Public Radio. From English composer Haydn Wood, a fantasy concerto played by the English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones. 12:26 now, and in about 10 minutes' time, we'll have along the ensemble Tafel Musik to enjoy The Queen, or Symphony No. 85, by Franz Josef Haydn. That and much more still to come as our afternoon of music unfolds. Stay with us on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Newbon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at newbonhouse.com. And Plain Spoken Books, publisher of Whirlwind, a memoir tracing Bill Curtis's work in television and radio news, including reporting from Kansas and beyond. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, we have some cloudy skies, temperatures around 76. Today it's warming up to around 82. Tonight partly cloudy, a low of 63. Tomorrow's going to be a partly sunny day, temperatures in the mid-80s. We have a 30% chance of showers in the forecast starting tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. By tomorrow night, 50% chance of showers and a low of 67. Chance of showers looks like through the weekend. Here's a little chamber music from another English composer, one that we all know and love, Gustav Holst, and a duet for trombone and organ. Here's Alan Trudell and organist Patrick Webb on KPR. A duet for instruments not typically paired with one another, trombone and organ. The music composed by Gustav Holst and played by Alan Trudell, playing trombone, and organist Patrick Wedd on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's just about 12:37, and at the top of the hour there'll be NPR News with classical music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us on a Wednesday afternoon. Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. on Thursday, June 4th, tomorrow. Live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.org. Support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. We have next the ensemble Tafelmusik and a symphony from the late 18th century, one of the many written by Franz Joseph Haydn. His later symphonies, some of them, were known as the Paris Symphonies because that is where they premiered. This one, around 1785, was said to be a favorite of France's ill-fated Queen Maria Antoinette, which may have been true of this symphony, might have been true of another, or completely invented. Either way, this symphony is known as La Reine, or The Queen, Symphony No. 85 with the Tafelmusik Ensemble on KPR. Completed in 1786, Symphony No. 85 in B-flat major by Franz Joseph Haydn, known as The Queen. We heard the Tafelmusik Ensemble, conducted by Bruno Weil, here on KPR. Where it is 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us some Mozart, his fourth piano trio, along with an English piano concerto, the work of one Howard Ferguson. Still to come. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, bringing us a scherzo for orchestra in F major. That was composed by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, and at this time of day, the classics as well. I'm Jeb Watson, and coming up, we have another visit from the Northern Symphonia of England with music by a fellow named Howard Ferguson. Now, I was a bit inaccurate in the last hour when I called him an English composer. He was actually an Irish composer and musicologist from Belfast. And in the 1950s, he wrote a marvelous piano concerto that we'll hear just a bit later this hour here on KPR. Hope you can stay with us. Support for classical music comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. Time for some Mozart with the players of Trio Parnassus. And they've got Mozart's Piano Trio No. 4 in B-flat major for you next on KPR. Music of Mozart and his Piano Trio No. 4 in B-flat major, performed by the ensemble Trio Parnassus, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:33 is the time. And at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course. We've got classics to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. If you enjoy the music on KPR and you want to tune in when you're away from your radio, you can always download the free KPR app. You'll have access to classical, jazz, bluegrass, and retro cocktail hour anywhere you go. Make KPR the soundtrack to your day with the KPR app, available for iOS and Android. And be sure to join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle. presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola. Featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library. That'll be on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. And now we bring you another visit from the Northern Symphony of England, and some music from an Irish composer, born in 1908, named Howard Ferguson, composer and musicologist, and a student at England's Royal College of Music from about 1924 on, a student of Ray Vaughan Williams and a colleague of fellow composer Gerald Finzi. This is something he wrote in the early 1950s, his piano concerto, that we'll hear played by pianist and conductor Peter Donohoe, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. A piano concerto, one written in the early 1950s by Irish composer and musicologist Howard Ferguson, and performed by the Northern Symphony of England with conductor and pianist Peter Donohoe, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for the news from NPR. The next hour of classical music is on the way, and we've got the famous Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 by George Enescu, plus another piano concerto, one from an Italian film composer, Nina Rota's concerto with the Virtuosi Italiani. That's just ahead in the next hour. Stay with us for more wonderful music here on KPR. On the KU campus at the moment, 82 degrees, about as warm as it'll get this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 63. Tomorrow starts off as a mostly sunny day with temperatures in the mid-80s, becoming cloudy later, and we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, 30% chance of showers for Thursday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News.
All things considered, from 3 to 7 p.m., this afternoon at your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now, there's a great example of the genre that they call English light music, and from a composer who specialized in such work, Ernest Tomlinson. That tune was called Hornpipe, and we listened to it played by the Slovak Radio Symphony, with Tomlinson as conductor on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with a little more classical music for your Wednesday afternoon. An hour that will include a violin and piano ballad by Antonín Dvořák, plus I Virtuosi Italiani with an Italian piano concerto, the work of someone who was a great film composer, as well as for the concert stage, Nino Rota's piano concerto, on the way in just a little while. The London Symphony and conductor Andrei Previn are ready to take things away next with something from the Romanian composer by the name of George Enescu, born in the late 19th century and in the year 1901 at a very young age of 18, gave the world two of his most enduring and wonderful compositions that were, in the words of Enescu himself, just a few tunes thrown together without thinking about it. Those tunes in question were his Romanian Rhapsodies, number 1 and 2, high-energy orchestral rhapsodies based on folk tunes, and the first of which, in the key of A major, we have for you now, Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 with the London Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. from Romanian composer George Enescu, who at age 18 in the year 1901 had already given the world some of his most enduring musical contributions. His Romanian Rhapsodies, the first of which we heard performed there by the London Symphony, conducted by Andre Previn on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:22, and still to come, the players of I Virtuosi Italiani and an Italian piano concerto by someone whose reputation was mainly as a great film composer, Nino Rota's piano concerto, in just a few minutes here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. A little music for violin and piano, next in the form of a short ballad in D minor. Music by Antonín Dvořák, played by violinist Qian Zhao, with pianist Edmund Battersby on Kansas Public Radio. Ballad in D minor, written by Antonín Dvořák, played by violinist Qian Zhao, and pianist Edmund Battersby on Kansas Public Radio. 2:30 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, you can catch more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9. If you enjoy the music on KPR and you want to tune in whenever you're away from your radio, you can always download the free KPR app. You'll have access to classical, jazz, bluegrass, and retro cocktail hour anywhere you go. Make KPR the soundtrack to your day with the KPR app, available for iOS and Android. Be sure to join us for KPR's 105 Live from the Dole Institute, food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. Every Thursday in June, food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m. And that will kick off tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. On the KU campus, 82 degrees, about as warm as it gets for this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of about 63. Tomorrow's got a 30% chance of showers for the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, and a 30% chance of showers Thursday night with a low of 66. Time now to bring you the ensemble Virtuosi Italiani. Marco Boni is the conductor and pianist. Massimo Palumbo is on hand as well, with music from a great Italian composer of the 20th century, one whose reputation was mainly as a film composer, Nino Rota, who worked to write the music for many of the films of Fellini and known in the United States mainly as the composer of the music for The Godfather, a fact that seems to get mentioned every time we play Rota's music. He had a great allegiance, though, to the concert stage, where his works were uniquely wonderful, as we'll hear in his piano concerto in C major, next on KPR. The piano concerto of Nino Rota with the Virtuosi Italiani on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson. Support for All Things Considered next on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence. Specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU Research is at KU.edu. It's 3 o'clock.